transgender children as young as 10 legally changing names rising. By Victoria Friedman on January 14, 2019. The number of cases of parents are using DeedPoll to legally change the gendered names and titles of their children has risen significantly, as more children claim to be transgender. The UK DeedPoll service has found that at least one under 16 is having his title changed from master to miss or vice versa every day, usually accompanied with a change to the child's birth name, reports the Sunday Times. Children must have the consent of the parents to change title and/or name, and the service comes with a fee of £35. Senior DeedPoll officer Louise Bowers said, "We used to issue a couple of these DeedPolls every couple of months, but now it's 7 to 10 a week," adding the majority are teenagers, 14 or 15, but they go down to the age of 10. Ms. Bowers observed where that at one time there were more masters changing to miss. The opposite is now the case, matching trends reported by the Tavistock Centre, Britain's National Health Service, NHS, specialists for children presenting with gender dysphoria. In 2017-18 that girls wanting to change gender outnumbered boys 2-to-1. Breitbart London reported in November on one teacher who warned that children believing they were the wrong gender were appearing in clusters in her schools, with older transgender children grooming and coaching younger, vulnerable children. The whistleblower teacher had said that the majority of the 17 transgender pupils at her school were socially awkward girls or those with mental health issues. Unscrupulous medical professionals prescribing hormone suppressants to underage children. The NHS guidelines say children under 16 should not be prescribed body-altering drugs, are also contributing to the phenomenon. Dr. Helen Weberly, from Wales, was found guilty of illegally prescribing sex change hormones to children as young as 12 and of running an illegal clinic in December. Her husband, also a doctor, said he would continue his wife's work at Gender GP. The services of Gender GP are recommended by youth transgender pressure group Mermaids, which seeks to abolish the minimum age range for giving gender-confused children drugs which cause permanent sterility. Mermaids, which was legally barred from contacting a family after acting as an advisor to a mother who abused her son by forcing him to live as a girl, had been awarded hundreds of thousands of pounds in taxpayer cash in the past and was to be given £500,000 by the National Lottery's Big Lottery Fund until the charity said it would review the decision in light of a range of correspondence.